Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, our announcer, Ron Allen, says this is your call to action. It is your call to action. And when I say everyone all set, cocked, and locked, I mean, are you ready? Are you ready for whatever? Whatever may come your way. This hour, we have Gordon West. Gordon West is an author. His website, GordonWestRadioSchool.com. Gordon West is an author of a number of books about ham radio. And just a few of them are the technician class, the general class, the extra class, the technician class book and software package, the extra class book and software package, the technician class audio course, the extra class audio theory course, and more. Welcome, Gordon West. Gordon, are you there? Huh. What happened to Gordon West? Jason, did we... Gordon, are you there? Well, Jason, maybe you can find out what happened while I introduce Joanne. Joanne is from the East Coast, and she follows USA Prepares on a pretty regular schedule. Welcome, Joanne.
Noise in the background. Is that Gordon Pramps?
Well, it might have been me. Gordon, are you there? Okay, well, so Joanne, it's you and me so far, and Jason is going to try to get Gordon West back. So when Gordon is ready, just chime in, please. So Joanne, you live on the East Coast, and you follow USA Prepares, and you have decided for some reason to get your ham radio license. You want to be an operator legally or lawfully of a transmitter of up to about 100 watts of power. What caused you to do that, Joanne?
Part of it was, of course, your program in terms of you're mentioning that, and I just thought it made sense to me in the event of an emergency, if we were to lose other forms of power and communication, it makes sense to me to have access to ham radio and to basically be able to communicate with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting. It's been an interesting challenge for me. I think, as I shared with you, I don't have a background in electronics or electrical, and so a lot of the information was totally new to me, and so I did enjoy the challenge, and now I'm at the point where, you know, I'm anxious to get up and running, but I'm not sure, you know, I haven't made a decision with respect to equipment and some other aspects of it, which I was looking forward to you and Gordon perhaps providing some additional input.
Okay, well, when he gets back, we'll ask him those questions. So, what was it like to? Well, let me say this first, class. You don't have to get a ham radio license to operate a ham radio during an emergency. If it's a bona fide emergency, you can just key up that microphone and ask for help. You literally can, and you will not be violating the law. But if it's not an emergency, you will be in violation of SEC regulations. And some people, well, let me give you an example. So our son has an auto repair business, and one of his former friends said, "Hey, I got this radio. Would you install it in my truck?" And our son said, "Well, let me come take a look at it." So he looked at the radio, and the radio is a marine radio to be operated on the water, not to be operated on the land. So for marine use, there are people who have emergencies on the waterways, whether they be fresh or salt water. And the radios are not for chit-chat in marine use. They are for bona fide reasons. Well, this guy wanted to use it for hunting, and he is, and his hunting buddies wanted marine radios because they travel farther. They're more powerful than a citizen's band radio. Now, these hunting buddies could very easily get citizen's band radios and talk to each other, but they wanted to avoid all the other chatter. So they wanted radios that are many times more powerful. And our son said, "I can't do it. I can't do it because you want to use this for hunting in your car, and it's not it does not meet the FCC guidelines for land use. It's for use on the water." And I think he lost a farmer friend. Now, this guy is a senior citizen who wanted this radio installed. He knew darn well that he was violating the FCC regulations, but he wanted it anyway. So there are people who do those kinds of things. And what I'm saying is, it's important to understand the rules so that you can use them without interfering with other people's rights. So, Joanne, when you decided to get your license, you didn't have to do that. You wanted to do that. So right. What did you learn?
I learned that there's much more involved than I thought there would be. You know, after I started going through the course materials, and you know, at one point I thought, is it worth the effort? And the answer to me, you know, was yes. But it, you know, I probably took a lot more effort than it took for you or people that are more familiar with the equipment, electronics, and that sort of thing. So,
well, I had a head start. I mean, I've been interested in electronics.
I know you mentioned you read the book and you went and took the test and passed it. So it
yeah.
took a little more
well,
effort
but,
for me.
But I had a head start. I was interested in electronics, you know, from a very early age, maybe before 10 years old. So, for, you know, I had, I don't know, 50-year head start maybe. But what did you do to get this license? What did you have to learn, if you could share some of those?
Basically the rules and, you know, some of the terminology. And there was a fair amount of information in there about what the FCC requirements and rules are. And so I basically I just pushed through it, and what was really helpful is I did find a prep course online, and I also there's several databases that have the questions data bank, and that was helpful in preparing for the test.
We have Gordon.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Gordon. Gordon West is with us, class, and as I mentioned, Gordon West is an author, and if you'd like to go to his website, it's GordonWestRadioSchool.com. Is that where you would like our class to go, Gordon, to find out more about you?
That would be just fine, Benson, and they'll get to our distributor, and good to hear you this morning.
Well, thank you, Gordon. I mentioned some of the books that you have, and Joanne said that I have three of your books. And the technician class, the general class, and the extra class books. And they're available on the Internet, and you can go to Gordon's website and find them, GordonWestRadioSchool.com. And we're talking with Joanne, Gordon. And Joanne is one of our class members, and she decided that because we had been talking about ham licenses here on USA Prepares, that she decided that she was going to get one, and she was going to study for it, and she does not have a background in electronics, so she persevered and actually got the license, which is, congratulations, Joanne. And we were talking about what does it take and how long. So, Joanne, how long did it take you from the time you said, I'm going to do this, and you actually took the first step to do it, to the completion and passing the license test? How long did that take you?
I would say probably a couple hours a day for a month or so. I ordered some of the information in November, got busy over the holidays, and then I decided in January that I wanted to do this, and I wanted to be ready for the test that was administered on February 1st.
Okay. And how much did the test cost you?
The prep materials cost me around $25, and the test cost $15.
Okay, that sounds quite reasonable. Gordon, is that the typical approach that people will take to get their license?
That is correct. And Joanne, congratulations on your amateur radio license. It's going to last you for your entire life. Just be sure and renew it. And there's no test involved for renewing it every 10 years. And yes, Joanne, that's the best bet is if there's not a local ham radio class in your area, then getting one of the textbooks and studying it over. And in the back of my book, I include where to take a phone call to get to a local examiner to take your exam. And the most important part is once you pass that entry-level exam, which you did, Joanne, the technician class exam, don't even think about higher grade licenses that we have books for, but get on the air. You can get a small ham radio handheld that under $200 that will allow you to come up on some of the ham radio systems, Joanne, and be able to talk literally around the country through repeaters that are tied into the internet, that are tied to your local radio, and presto, you're talking around. And if the internet should fail in a widespread emergency, that same radio can go into the analog mode, and you can make communications with ham radio operators all around you. Joanne, go ahead.
Okay, that's what I was wanting. That's, you answered some of my questions already, because I was looking at handheld as well as other units, and I thought that the distance was limited with the handheld, so that's why I was holding off buying one. And but I also thought it would be excellent and for mobile purposes too, rather than having, you know, a mobile unit and one in your house or something like that. The handheld could also be obviously used outside your location if you needed it for some reason.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. The handheld, especially during a power outage, just runs on its own rechargeable batteries. And most handhelds have the option of taking double A cells, plain old alkaline cells that you've got in your emergency grab-and-go kit. And so you're never out of power on a handheld if you just have plain old everyday double A batteries. And that handheld will reach out about 10 to 15 miles minimum, maybe 20 miles, and that gets you into a local ham radio repeater. And once you're on that repeater, and these are free of charge repeaters, will then carry your signal throughout the city. So if you need help in an emergency, these repeaters on building tops and in private homes that hams maintain the repeaters are battery operated. So even
Gordon, hold that thought.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gordon West is with us. Joanne's with us. Gordon, when I was a teenager, it was required by the FCC to have a license to operate Citizens Band Radio. And that has that's ceased, so you don't need a license to have a Citizens Band Radio anymore. What has happened in your mind with the, well, with the no license required for CB radio?
The CB radio at 27 megahertz, the channel that the truckers made so famous, that continues to serve the community well for short-range communications, and that is one station to another. The CB radio service does not allow interconnections or repeaters, so the range is somewhat limited. And occasionally, Vincent and Joanne, the CB radio service encounters what ham radio operators have all the time, and that is sky waves that refract off the ionosphere and come back down thousands of miles away, which to CBers is a real pain because they're trying to talk local. The trucks want to stay in touch with each other a few miles ahead and behind, and here are these signals pouring in. But for ham operators, we love it. And Joanne, you have, as a technician class operator, an entry-level ham operator, you have a band called 10 meters, which gives you the same type of skyway excitement.
Okay, that was one of my questions, because I know that it is expanded quite a bit if you get, you know, your general class license. And I'm seeing that for know, for a lot of the bands and frequencies, it's CW only, which is Morse code. And the 10-meter, it didn't look to me like it included voice, but I could be mistaken. Yeah, but that's what I'm interested in knowing also. And, you know, one of the things also sensitive to is staying out of trouble in terms of not violating the FCC rules and regulations.
Certainly, Joanne, and those are good points that you raise. We recommend that brand new hams like yourself get started on the most popular short-range ham bands. That's the 2-meter band and the 70-centimeter 440 megahertz ham band. Both of those bands come in one handheld. The handheld is under a couple hundred bucks, and the handheld can be dialed into local repeaters, of which many of them are tied into a wide repeater system. So if you are on a freeway or a byway or a dirt road and you break down and you need help, you come up on one of the repeaters, give your call sign, and you will have hams that will not only call the automobile club for Good Sam for a tow, but they might even come on over and help you change a tire. It's a great fraternity. So 2 meters, 440, single handheld, under a couple hundred bucks, and you'll be on the air. But, Joanne, one important thing, get that handheld programmed by a local ham that knows that handheld and can drop in 10 or 15 local repeaters.
Okay. If you feel comfortable mentioning that over the air, handheld make and model do you recommend?
You know, there are so many. There are the usual handhelds well known by Kenwood, Yaesu, and ICOM. There are import handhelds, the Baofeng. Some of the import handhelds are a little more difficult to program in the field. So I would recommend that you find some local hams and ask them what's the most popular handheld that most of your ham club members use. And that way, Joanne, you'll be able to take that brand new handheld that you can buy over at the ham radio stores or buy online. You can take it over and say, how about cloning or dropping in about 10 or 15 of my local repeaters in your local area where you live? And some of those repeaters are designed for emergency communications.
Right. I know I have like 3 repeaters in my immediate area, and in some of the reading that I've done, I've learned like some repeaters might require a key.
Yes. That is correct. Some of the repeaters require a subaudible tone that gets you onto the repeaters, but almost all repeaters are free of charge. Those repeaters that have additional services.
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. Postseason matchups between number 2 Clemson and number 3 Ohio State are becoming a standard college football tradition. The Sugar Bowl will be the fifth time these two programs have met, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Lawmakers in D.C. pledged earlier this week to challenge Biden's victory in Pennsylvania and other battleground states, alleging local officials failed to follow their own election laws. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he would object to the electoral count on January 6th to allow debate on how the election was run. Hawley saying at the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections. He also reminds everyone on Fox News,
I don't recall hearing the Democrats make any such outrageous claims when they were the ones who were objecting during the Electoral College certification in 2004 and 2016. Democrats have done this for years in order to raise concerns about election integrity. Now when Republicans, 74 million Americans, have concerns about election integrity, we're supposed to just sit down and shut up in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. We've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer, the Democrat from California, said Thursday there was no comparison between her effort to oppose the Electoral College results in 2004 and Republican Senator Josh Hawley's intention to object. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gordon West is with us, and Joanne's with us. And if you'd like to go to Gordon's website, GordonWestRadioSchool.com. GordonWestRadioSchool.com. Joanne had a question about repeaters and the key to the repeaters. Gordon, could you please continue?
Certainly. Joanne, the repeaters, most of them are free of charge. There are a few throughout the country that tie into other repeaters throughout the world. And while they don't charge you for it, they do request donations, not big ones either. But for your local repeaters serving your local community in case of an emergency, or just the fun repeaters that you can talk with other folks on about anything and everything, those are free of charge, and they love to have newcomers, especially lady newcomers, come aboard those repeaters, Joanne.
Well, that's encouraging because it's a little intimidating. I did go to one club meeting locally, and it's all men that were in attendance. There may be some women that are members, but it was same thing with I attended an Aries meeting locally just to meet with some of those people and obtain some of their input. I noticed that you're quite active in that area as well in terms of helping out emergency groups.
The Amateur Radio Emergency Group, Amateur Radio Emergency Service, is always ready for anything. Listen to this, Joanne. This came through a few months ago when we had the wildfires in California. This is on the 2-meter band.
Club Drive, there are now 5 homes in immediate danger. We need evacuation now of these homes. KI6 MSI.
Pretty amazing, huh? Ham radio operators able to get through in areas where the internet was down because the fire had burned up the connections.
I think that is terrific, and I understand there are more repeaters in the state of California than any other state. I don't know if that's true or not, but they do have a lot. But my concern was now the state of California is indicating that they're not going to support them.
The state of California Fire Department, Cal State Fire, indicates that the few, and there's only a few on fire towers, they need to make room for more of the fire department's own communications. So, yep, there's a few that went off the air, but a fraction of 1%. So I'm very happy to say that everybody else, including most municipality police departments, they love the ham radio because in an emergency, they know that the hams can come and help at their emergency operations center like we have here in the city of Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Is there any source that you know of that, especially during an emergency, where they could potentially block communications with hams for some reason? Is there any technology that...
Certainly the communications that police and fire have throughout the country have backups to backups. But in a widespread emergency where an entire state may lose all of their internet capabilities, many of those services may come and grind down to, they'll still have comms, but it'll just be car to car, not necessarily through their elaborate remote bases. And that's where hams can immediately jump in and help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My other question was, through the test materials, they said that privileges are tied to the operator's license, the control operator's license. And I just wasn't quite sure if that meant if I happened to be communicating through another station that was perhaps a general or an advanced, could I leverage their privileges through that station?
Yes, as long as the general, advanced, or extra class higher licensee is right there, not in the other room, but right there at the controls, maybe sitting right next to you, certainly you can speak over the general or even the extra class ham bands, as we call it, third-party traffic. You would have the technician class license, yet the ham that has brought you to his station to demonstrate talking around the world via the ionosphere, a general or an advance or extra, they would supervise you talking over. And every 10 minutes, they would give their call sign, and you would give your call sign.
Okay. Yeah, I just wasn't clear on that, and I just wanted to make sure that my understanding was correct. So, let's see.
You had asked, Joanne, about which brand. So many hams will say, well, you got to get a Yaesu, you got to get a Kenwood. No, you got to get a radio that your local club will help support your programming of the radio and getting to know how to operate through repeaters, especially those that are linked, such as the WIN system, W-I-N, winsystem.org. And you say, hello, world, and you might get me out here in California.
Well, that'd be great. that was one of the things I wasn't sure about, because there obviously are so many options, and no matter who you talk to, each person seems to have their own preference. So,
yes, yeah. They do. That's why I always tell hams, don't talk brands, but rather talk about the most popular handheld in the air, because there are some $29 Chinese handhelds that come in. Other hams can program them via the computer. So under about $30, you're on the air with an inexpensive handheld. But most handhelds run about $150 with a 2-meter band and the 70 centimeter 440 band.
Mm-hmm. But then, too, if you wanted to grow, say, beyond that, if I were to get an additional general, say, for instance, then I would need a different radio to access the other bands.
That is correct. And the general license and the higher licenses allow you those bands where your signal will bounce off the ionosphere and come back down thousands of miles away. So for emergency preparedness, that's another way that the state of you-know-where could communicate with an alternate state to pass emergency traffic if the Internet and the phones go down. The ham is still up.
Mm-hmm. Now, and what kind of unit does the handheld come in any of the other bands, or is it pretty much limited to the two?
Yes, the handhelds are for the higher bands, the 2-meter band, the 440 band. But there are other bands in the higher range, but the two most popular bands that you want to first get started on, and then you'll learn a lot about what it's like to begin actually passing emergency traffic, that would be a handheld dual band with 2 meters and 440. And some of the dual band handhelds, Joanne, also have digital capabilities that allow you to talk to other repeaters of the same type.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that I'm so anxious to get up and running, and even if I don't talk, I just want to be able to listen in on some of the other conversations just to get familiar with the jargon and
absolutely
the protocol and basically the correct procedure and so forth.
You're going to make a great ham, Joanne, because listening is a great way to learn how to play ham radio over the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I thought, and it helped me get started, and then at some point in time I'll feel comfortable actually speaking over it.
So. Absolutely. Well, get started first by going, again, to a club meeting where they acknowledge you and will put you under their wing, and just tell them, Gordo and Vincent say, exactly which handheld should I get that you could program local channels in? Because you don't know what the channels are, but all those hams do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that would be very helpful. And I actually have. I live on like a tri-state area with on the East Coast here. So I actually the one club that's most convenient to me is actually in a different state.
That's okay, because so, if they're within driving distance, they're within 2 meter and 440 megahertz repeater range.
Uh-huh.
And when you're in your car, Joanne, you can hook on a little magnetic antenna on the roof to your handheld. Let your handheld run off of the accessory lighter socket. And now you're running on your car battery, and you'll have a great signal a lot further than the little rubber antenna that's on top.
Which I guess they call the rubber duck or whatever. I actually did have a CB radio years ago, and I had one of those magnetic antennas. I wish I would have held onto it now. I don't know.
Yeah, Yeah, nope. The CB antenna would not work for the 2-meter 440 band, but the 2-meter 440 antennas, magnetic mount with the right adapter for your handheld, they're under $20.
Okay, so it's very minimal cost, really.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So most important is to get on the air. Don't even think about higher class licenses until you've had a good 6 months of having fun on ham radio and exploring all of the other frequencies and all of the other repeaters in your area for emergency preparedness.
Yeah, I really, I'm looking forward to it. And one of the things that, you know, people have shared with me now that I've talked to a couple people that have been ham operators for quite a long time, is the ability to communicate with satellites and even a space station. And I don't know if you can do that on these bands, but, you know, I mean, you can see, you know, some people are really enjoying it as a hobby as well.
Yes, the International Space Station on 145.800 not only is putting in new equipment on the USA side of that space station, but the ham equipment is being upgraded, and you'll be able to use the space station when it's passing overhead as a repeater, and it's exciting for kids to see the activity aboard the space station when they send down slow-scan television pictures that your handheld could pick up tied into your computer to actually see the photo. So that handheld can talk literally out of space as well.
That's amazing. I didn't know it could do that. And that was one of my other questions, is I know, you know, I thought, well, since I don't have a unit yet, or rig, I guess is what you call it, I tried downloading Echolink on my home computer, and I thought, well, maybe I could get access that way, but I wasn't able to get it to work. Are there any programs that you know of that are easily downloadable that would give you access to the different bands?
Yes, the Echolink is one good way to go. And also, if you look at Win System, Win spelling W-I-N, Whiskey, India, November, winsystem.org, they have capabilities that you can go into your computer to monitor, and you can even transmit on your computer to get into the Win System. And just tell them you're a pal of Gordo and Vincent, and they'll welcome you aboard big time. So winsystem.org, and explore how to actually set up a spot where you can transmit to the Win System from your computer.
All right, we'll be right back with Gordon West and Joanne.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gordon West is with us. Joanne's with us. Gordon, can you see it now when Joanne gets on her rig? There'll be a whole bunch of people just anxious to talk with her. Can you just see that?
Certainly. Joanne, it is so much fun to talk to kids and ladies on the air. Plus, these hams, you never know the talent that they have. But let me show you, take a listen, Joanne, how well a lady's voice gets through in an emergency. Listen to this during the fire scene here in California.
This is Golf Bravo. Someone please notify Avalon Hospital of incoming injuries.
At Control Fire, be advised at this time we have units on scene. They are doing triage on the patients. We are.
Wow. Loud and clear, huh, Joanne?
Amazing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I just think it's a good skill for anyone to have. You know, the more I learn about it, the more I'm appreciating the value.
It really is. And, you know, the dual-band handhelds have capabilities to tune in to the 24-hour National Weather Service. They have capabilities of listening to the United States Coast Guard on lakes and rivers. They have capabilities to even tune in the FM music band, and someone can even tune in the AM broadcast band. So that little handheld, the little dual-band handheld for under about $150, $160 for a name brand, it's a terrific value. But again, don't let anybody talk you into a handheld unless you see that many of the same club members at the club you're joining has the same handheld to help you understand the programming of that radio.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I said that's on my list of things to do after this program, as I want to go on to the website that you mentioned at wynsystem.org, and then communicate with the people that I met the other night. And I noticed that the majority of them were carrying handhelds, but I didn't notice what type of radios they were carrying. So I'm going to check around and see what they're using.
Oh, that sounds great. And try again with Echolink, because Echolink is a terrific way that hams all over the country without a handheld right next to them can actually stay in touch with other hams. So try again and see if you can get someone to assist you in getting Echolink on your computer or even on your smartphone, portable smartphone, and that way you'll have it. But that dual-band handheld depends on no outside internet connection, and that's what makes ham radio so important in a widespread emergency.
Exactly, and I might mention that one of the other broadcasters, Steve Elkins, prompted my question about any kind of, blocking or whatever the signal. He kind of referred to it as a kill switch, like on the internet. I guess, you know, we're concerned in terms of, is it possible for any other agency or what have you to affect communication?
And that's a very good point, and that's what ham radio is so unique, in that we're governed by the Federal Communications Commission, but our very first part of the rules, 97.1, says that emergency communications is our number one priority.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So therefore they support it, and you don't see that they would have any reason, the government, any reason to block communication?
No, the ham bands luckily would not be of any interest to the government to block it, and most emergency operations centers are served by 10 or 15 volunteer hams, well-trained for the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or RACES, Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, and they go in there and they can work side-by-side government officials, but they do our work on our ham bands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I think that covers the majority of my questions. I'll probably, as I get further into it, have more, but I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today, and I really appreciate Vince's effort to coordinate this.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Joanne, a very warm welcome to the Amateur Radio Service. And Vincent, how are you doing on studying those three books you got a hold of?
Well, Gordon, what I did, and that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Gordon, you've written many books. So if someone is excited as Joanne to start, what do you recommend they do regarding your books? What should they, which is first?
Okay. The books are available directly from our distributor, and I'll give, if I may, I'd like to give their 800 number, and that distributor can also give information. It's 1-800-669-9594. 1-800-669-9594, and it's the technician book that you see would start out on and get rolling with ham radio, technician class.
Okay, class, and that's what I did, and I did it very quickly. I sat down with a yellow highlighter and the book. I closed the door so I would be able to concentrate. I studied in one day and took the exam and passed the exam. So it can be done. If I can do it, maybe others would want to do the same thing. Gordon,
yes,
West, thank you.
That's great. That's a, one day is pretty fast, but a lot of folks have done it easily in a week or two.
Yes. Gordon, thank you. Thank you so much. Joanne, thank you.
Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.